swagger, okay? Regardless of what happens out there, doesn't matter. Keep your swagger.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Five Hole Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We're your hosts today, TJ, Zach, and Raj.
Hey there.
Hey, hey, hey.
Today we got Seattle. We're talking expansion draft, and we're doing this one on a Sunday night for a Monday night because I have a feeling that this, I don't know how close we're going to get. Was that a real meow? It sounded like a really accentuated meow. It sounded cartoonish. Anyway, yeah, we're gonna do our own Seattle mocks. So we're gonna draft our teams using Cap Friendly's Beyond Amazing tool. Should we talk the Ryan Ellis trade first off, Zach? Are you amped?
I like it too. I like it. I'm a fan. I'm happy to have Ryan Ellis.
You guys are lucky.
I'm good with having him on my team.
Lucky.
I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, like, what do you see? Do you see, you know, he's got to be power play one here, right? Got to be.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't really been working out for Provi.
And Ellis is a righty.
Like, and they were pushing for it. It's not like they weren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were really trying to make it happen.
Him, Ghost, Gustafsson, all lefties. Ellis comes in as a righty. Hopefully that puts Drew back on his normal side. But, I mean, for most of the trades that are going to happen now or on draft day or whatever, we're going to talk about when all the chips fall. So we'll talk about the Ellis one. We'll dig deep. What other trades happened? I mean, it was like the first time in a long time that something good happened in Philly.
Dickinson, I'm happy with the Canucks' little 3C pickup. Benning didn't blow it.
Just wait.
Yeah, it's not over yet. Okay, so let's get into the Seattle expansion, Jeff. We're going to be talking about who got protected, who was surprising that did not get protected, and just go from there and draft a team. We are working under all the constraints of what Seattle is going to have to, as far as Cap Friendly has given us. So, if Cap Friendly has a rule for it, that's what we're doing. And that is, you know, minimum forwards, minimum defense, cap hit, contracts, everything like that. So we're trying to keep it true to form here. I operated under pretty much a no UFA thing. So you're not going to see Landeskog or Hamilton or anything like that on my roster. I know you guys might have had a little more fun with it, but I was playing better safe than sorry here.
It was way more fun before looking at the cap. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, the first couple that I did, I was way over, which says a lot because, you know, a lot of us are like, oh, they have to take JVR because they have to get to the cap floor. Well, it's harder to stay under the cap ceiling than it is to hit the 48 million cap floor. So anyway, let's go alphabetically. Let's talk about the Anaheim Ducks. There's nothing too surprising about who they protected, who they didn't. Who'd you guys pick?
I went Shattenkirk.
Not bad.
I went with Derek Grant.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one too. He was a tough center to play against here in Philly. Kind of surprising. I mean, really the only surprise that they left exposed, but it's not a bad one. Cheap. I went Josh Mahura. I like his potential. The fact that he was exposed, I jumped on that one. Maybe it's a little too fantasy-esque for me, but that was one of the guys that I targeted in fantasy drafts. So I went with him. Arizona Coyotes, nothing too surprising here. Like, they didn't leave any big names out that I thought they might. I mean, you see Yosef Kojinaj, who just got picked up for an Aiden Hill trade. Antti Raanta, not too much else. Alex Goligoski, maybe, but he's a UFA, so I don't know. Who'd you guys pick here?
I took Christian Fisher.
Same Z's, bud.
Cheap. Cheap. Left wing, right wing. And I think he's a good young player.
Yeah.
That's why I picked him. And he is out there. I like Christian Fisher in general.
Yeah, I think he'll probably wind up in my bottom
depth
six.
Guy.
That's the one I went
depth
for.
Guy. Yeah, depth.
24. You get some length out of him, hopefully.
I went with Labushkin just because I needed a cheap defenseman that was signed.
Thanks.
If this was a fantasy team, I would win hits every week. I can tell you that much.
I saw your team, and there's a lot of bangs there. Boston Bruins. There are a couple tempting UFAs, but the whole thing with the UFA is you take them from Boston and then you have to try and convince them to sign with you. Right now is the window where they can do that. They're talking to Taylor Hall. They're talking to David Krejci, I'm sure, seeing what number they're looking for, if they're even interested in playing in Seattle, things like that. I did not pick either of those players. I took, I think I took Jeremy Lauzon. Jake DeBrusque would have been my target, but they wound up protecting him. And I just don't see a ton else that I really want. I mean, Tuukka Rask, hurt till January, UFA. Jaroslav Halak has said he's not staying in Boston, UFA. I just don't know if I can convince him. And there's other goalies down the list for me. It's Jeremy Lauzon.
Same here.
I went Jake Zaboral.
Okay.
Lefty.
All right.
Trying to get that lefty.
Yeah, man. Cheap. And yeah.
RFA. I always aim left.
RFA till next year. Good to go. Who is
that? Was my thought. Next? Actually, that was my thought. Give you a little time. Nothing yet to move on right away.
Buffalo. I am wondering if Seattle tries to skip this one.
That's like, basically what I did.
Just skip.
I think I'm going to surprise you a little bit on this one. I went Kyle Okposo.
No, that's doing them a favor.
Jeez.
Went Kyle Okposo.
Yeah.
You need, but the whole thing is like, you need a rounded team. Like, you can't have a whole bunch of the same shit.
Somebody's got to play on your IR.
You should tell that to Dubas.
Hey, I'm taking this draft and this podcast right here. This is like my, this is my interview
for a GM. I think Okposo would be a good pick, but I think there's got to be picks. There's got to be other stuff attached to it for Seattle to take it. So I think if that's the game you're playing a long game here. Okposo, looking at this list, man, like there's fucking nothing. So hopefully there's something attached to Okposo. I went to Karski.
Me too.
Just to have some depth goalies down. Like we saw, I mean, he's 31. You know, he's a prospect, kind of, but like he's not, you know, like he's just an AHL goalie. So might as well just have an AHL goalie.
I just didn't want to spend any money in Buffalo, and he was the cheapest player with a contract.
I don't mind like Will Borgen. I probably that was who I was going after just because it's a young defenseman that you can like try to mold. And maybe there's something there, but I went to Karski just to have a little goaltending depth. Calgary Flames, Mark Giordano. Exposed. Is the cap hit enough to steer you away?
Yep.
Yes.
I took him. I made it work. I wanted Giordano here. Brett Ritchie's fun. I think he might have been the next guy I was thinking about.
Good enough, you know.
I went Ritchie.
Frontline pairing guys that you can go with.
I mean, Oliver Shillington's out there. Hopefully
I thought about that one.
Yeah, hopefully there's some potential in there. There's Brett Ritchie. There's Josh Leivo. There's a couple depth guys, but every team has depth guys. I wanted somebody like Mark Giordano to put on my first pairing, even if it is at, you know, 6-7-5 until next year. It's just till next year. You got Gio for 1 year and you can flip him.
I went with Richie just because I couldn't make room for Gio because I wanted to do a few other crazy things where I needed some money.
Who'd you take, Zach?
Joachim Nordstrom.
Okay. That's out
there. I went young. You can't have everybody on your team the very first, you know what I mean? Not everybody is going to be in your starting lineup.
I don't see him.
He's one of the players they didn't protect.
All right. Yeah.
Believe me.
Send it. Carolina Hurricanes, Nino Niederreiter. Is this a diversion so that they don't take Jake Bean, who I did take?
That's actually who I took too.
Yeah.
I've been saying for a while. I thought that it was going to be between Shea and Jake Bean. Whoever they decided to protect. If they didn't protect Shea, I think they're taking Bean. If they didn't take Bean, I think they were going to take Shea. They protected Shea.
Who'd you take,
Raj? So I'm picking Bean.
Me too. Well, I think it's going to be a good long career for Bean, hopefully.
This was one of my gambles. I saved a bunch of money, and I figured on throwing $9 million at Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're not alone. I think there's a lot of people who think that Dougie could go, he could wind up in Seattle. I mean, we put it up in our Discord in the Hot Takes channel, put every free agent and trade rumored player up there. you can throw an emoji of a team, like who you think somebody's going to. And Hamilton got a lot of, maybe not a lot, but he got a decent amount of Seattle. So I can see it and it could happen.
And I did want to make sure on this, to try to, being a new franchise, just to try to have a couple of high profile players.
Gotta sell jerseys, gotta put butts in seats, that whole deal. Chicago Blackhawks, there's nothing here. So I took Malcolm Subban.
Hey.
Just to have an AHL goalie.
Me too. Another one.
I mean, Gaudette, maybe. Hinostroza showed some flash last year.
I was pretty sure on this one. I picked this one pretty quick. I went Calvin DeHaan.
See, but he's hurt, right? Isn't he? There's like injury stuff there. Like he would have been my choice, but I don't know if he,
I mean, he's not, he's not a free agent until next year. He can play on both sides of the D line. You know what I mean? Both sides of the blue line. And he's a guy that you can have on your first pairing. You can have Calvin DeHaan as a first pairing defenseman.
He bangs. So don't mind.
That's why I chose Calvin DeHaan.
Next up, Colorado Avalanche. Rod, you had to have gone Landeskog here.
He was another, $9 million.
$9 million, Jesus. For his sake, I hope he goes. That's $2 million more than he'll get in Colorado.
That's how you'd get him, right? That's the way to take a captain. He'd have to make it worth his while. So,
would he be your captain on Seattle?
I think so. With the team I've got, I think so. Or Dougie Hamilton would be one of those two, I think.
Zach, who'd you take from Colorado? I think their protection sheet is like encompassing. They pretty much protected everybody. That's good.
Which is why I went with a pipeline goalie. I went with Jonas Johansson.
All right.
Somebody you can keep, somebody you can, you know, sign up, keep in the AHL, while the two other goalies that I picked are going to be your starter and your backup.
Took Jonas Donskoy here. You know, $4 million.
Did anybody else think of that kind of thing? Think, pick players that you're automatically just sending down, or?
Yeah, I took Subban.
Taxi squad guys.
Malcolm Subban's my AHL. Dustin Tokarski's my AHL goalie.
Rod just has a team full of
superstars and
friggin' Mark Giordano's and
money
Gabriel Landeskogs.
I got the rich and the poor. Fucking
top hat and a monocle.
The Columbus Blue Jackets were tough. If you did not take Max Domi, did you guys take Max Domi?
No,
I did not.
Originally, I did, and then I didn't. I went with Dean Kukan. Kukan? Kukan? Cheap.
I think it's Kukan.
Kukan? Kukan Sam?
I took Mikhail Grigorenko.
Grigorenko's not a bad one either, man.
I like Mikhail Grigorenko.
Yeah.
I think that he is going to be a decent player in the future. Like, I think that's actually a smart pick.
I don't mind it. Yeah, he would have been my number two. And it probably would have. I mean, Kevin Stenland is there, but you know, outside of Grigorenko and Domi, there's just, to me, this was one of the tougher ones because I don't see much there. Dallas Stars, another tough team for me. I really didn't see anything that I wanted, especially like, you know, Alexiak UFA this summer. You have to talk him into money. Blake Como, not for me. Cogliano, no thank you. I went Adam Mascarin for depth, prospect depth. I think he's a tough kid. When I drafted him in our dynasties, I was looking up videos, and he fought Louis Belpedio, a defenseman in Minnesota. And funny enough, those two guys were like one and two in my queue. And I think Mascarin won the fight, so I drafted him instead of Belpedio. But then I got Belpedio the next.
That's one way to do it.
That's one way to do it. I wound up getting both of them, but yeah, I like Mascarin, so that's what I went. I also forgot that Sammy Vatanen was a Dallas Star.
Anyway. I did go with Como just because I didn't have any other money because I gave it all to two players.
Well, he's a UFA next year, and you got to pay him 2.4 this year. So, did you take Bishop?
I did not.
Oh,
I took Taylor Fadun.
All right, I don't know much about him.
Another young defenseman.
He's 33.
What side? Actually, I don't even know what side he plays on.
Right.
Really? Actually, Dallas was one of those teams where I was like, yeah, there's not really much on there that I'm a huge fan of.
So you just went cheap.
I don't want Ben Bishop. So I went cheap, went with a UFA. You hope to sign him. And in all honesty, if I don't sign Taylor Fadun, I'm all right with the other defenseman that I have.
All right. Let's do the Red Wings. Another, didn't really have too much going on here. Troy Stetcher stood out. You know, get a top half of your decor.
That's also who player. I took.
Yeah, I think Stetcher's the guy. Maybe Svechnikov, maybe Darren Helm if you buy into those all those goals, but...
Did you see Stetcher at the World Championships or whatever that was? He was pretty good.
Yeah, did a little dipsy do. He had saw a, that around Instagram
a,
and stuff.
$1 million play there.
He paid for himself just there. All right, let's move to the Edmonton Oilers. Another team that I didn't think had too much to offer. I took Tyler Benson just because, you know, the kid's got potential. 23 years old, left wing. Why not kind of stock the pipe a little bit? And he's cheap. And I wanted to spend money in other places. That's how I approached Edmonton.
I did the same thing, but I went with Kyle Turris, hoping that he doesn't play.
Everybody's got to have a 2C, right? Probably what it would be in Seattle.
I got a better 2C, but Turris is he's cheap.
Right, what about you, bud?
I went with James Neal being on his second expansion team of his career.
Doing Edmonton a favor here, aren't we?
Yeah, but also he's a player that can kind of show the young guys the ropes. Like, he's been through it before. That's why I think that he's, you know, a good pro to have on your team. Like, he's a consummate pro kind of guy. You need leadership, and James Neal is going to provide that for me.
Florida Panthers, I mean, for me, the writing's on the wall. It's Chris Drieger here, right?
I did almost go Vetrano, but then I didn't.
You have to worry about signing Drieger, though. Because he's gonna get signed. He's gonna get money from someone, and I think he's gonna get term from someone too.
Yeah, I think there's conversations that have been had. I think already. So I don't know. Who'd you go if you didn't take Drieger?
What, for Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Nolasari at $1.66 million.
They left a lot of good streamers.
Yeah, I mean, they got Vetrano, Wenberg, Ashari, Lomberg, he made a name for himself in the playoffs, didn't he? Brandon Montour is out there, Gudas, but I don't think they're going for Gudas. But I think it's all like they could leave those players because it's almost like we know you're taking Drieger. Or at least that's how I feel. Los Angeles Kings, I'm taking Cal Clegg here, kind of trying to sneak this one under the radar, one of their best defense prospects. I think that's just take him, call it a day.
I was flopping between two guys. I ended up going with Brendan Lemieux because he's cheap again.
Put a little grit on that squad.
Yeah, because, you know, I need more hits.
Yeah, right.
I like Brendan Lemieux.
He's only 25. But
I like Grundstrom, too. I think he's a grinder. Could be a good, you know, bottom six kind of guy with not much more upside. But I think, why not?
So for the Kings, I feel like I'm going, like, you guys have been, like, pretty on point with yours, like, as far as picking similar guys. Went Austin Wagner.
Nice.
Another cheap guy, $1.33 million, you know, dual winger. I liked it. Exactly. And he has some term on him. Like, he's not going to be a UFA until 23-24.
Yep. And you got his rights, so you can keep him if you want to. No, I think those are all good picks. Minnesota Wild, they left Kaapo Kähkönen exposed. He is an RFA in 2022, so that means that they have the first crack at him, if that's who they go for. I went Carson Soucy, but I think it's just because in my heart, I don't want Kähkönen to be a Kraken. Oh, man, Kaapo Kähkönen.
Kaapo Kähkönen.
Fucking alliteration.
Yeah, man.
An alliterative, glorious wonder.
The t-shirts make themselves. Come on.
I'm not going to lie. I picked Kähkönen.
It's the right answer, but the way my roster went down, like, I needed Soucy. Montreal Canadiens. Did either of you guys take Carey Price?
I wanted to, but no.
You're going to hate me. Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, I
actually
did.
Don't hate it. I said it to Raj. I was like, I didn't take Carey Price because he didn't work with my cap. I hope Zach does, just for team chaos.
I took Carey Price and Kaapo Kähkönen so that way Kaapo Kähkönen doesn't have to be thrust into the limelight on, you know, what has a chance to be a crappy team, because I don't think the same thing's going to happen again with Seattle as it did for Vegas. So that way Kakinen can kind of, you know, sit back, still learn under a fantastic goalie like Carey Price. And also it brings them some legitimacy, and Carey Price is going to win you some games just because he's fucking Carey Price. So on top of all that, just like Marc-Andre Fleury brought legitimacy to the crease in Vegas, Carey Price could do the same thing for the Kraken. That's why I picked Carey Price.
I think, you know, that sells jerseys. It puts butts in seats. Apparently news came out today that like he might need hip surgery. Does that scare you away at all?
No, because he's an all-timer. An all-timer. I would want Carey Price on my team.
Although I did get my five goalies for less than Carey Price salary.
Hey, I only took three goalies.
All right. I took Johnny Drouin, signed through 23, 5.5 cap hit, good middle sixer, 26. So he's still pretty young. I'm all about it. That's the way I went. I would have went Dano if I felt confident that he would re-sign with me, but we don't know how that's going to go. And Dano wants more than five, so I didn't have that money. And this is part of the reason why is because I took Ryan Johansson from the Nashville Predators. That's $8 million, but it's term. I got my 1C. I'm done. You know, I didn't want Duchesne because of that extra year. He's older. I think Rygo has more in the tank, so I went Rygo here. I think there's a lot of really good options from Nashville, like Trennan or Yarncroke, Mikael Granlund, even.
Like Colton Sissons.
Colton Sissons, yeah.
Who has term out the ass at 2.85.
Yeah.
His term till 26, 27.
That's a good point.
Paying him under $3 million a year. That's why I took Colton Sissons.
That's a first. I've not heard that one yet.
I had to do a throwaway player. I picked up Barvecki. Just so that I could meet the D requirements. Probably wouldn't play on the team. But.
Why do some people say Gorbieski? Like, I've heard announcers say it with a G.
So you don't like the Sissons pick?
I don't know. Like, that's... I didn't even consider it, to be honest with you. But, I, you know, term is there. Your reasons were good.
I did like Yarncroke, yeah. Actually. For his price, he's not bad.
I mean, I would have taken Trennan. New Jersey Devils, I took Will Butcher just because get Will Butcher further away from me. They only have four players worth taking term. Nathan Bastian, I'm sure you took him.
Yeah, man.
You love hits.
Well, yeah, and he's only 7.25.
Did you really take Nathan Bastian?
Yeah, man. Or he's 8.25 for 2 years.
So did I.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah.
He's excellent.
I did too. I took friggin' Nate Bastian.
He's a fine, cheap player, and I just like it.
He's fine. That's the reason.
That's what I'm
shooting
for.
I don't have another good reason.
I'm shooting for fine.
He's perfectly fine is a good enough reason for me, Raj.
All right, New York Islanders. I really wanted to make Eberle work, but it couldn't happen, so I took Kiefer Bellows.
I went Eberle.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought you were sold on Eberle.
I am. But he brought my cap up too much, and I went Bellows instead because I think Bellows can be just as good as ever.
He's a solid first-line right winger, though, for you. Could have been.
I went Josh Bailey. Okay.
$5 million a year. Still 3 years left until you had to deal with that money. I tried to get as much term around as possible.
New York Rangers, There's one player I thought was, well, I mean, Blackwell maybe, but I took Julian Gauthier.
I was just going to say, I hope it's Colin Blackwell because that's who I took.
I took Julian Gauthier.
I like Blackwell, though. I actually think Blackwell's a really good young player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not too young. He's, what, 28 or something like that, 27?
It'll be a good
depth
piece.
He's not, like, old. I like Blackwell.
Yeah, I got Blackwell.
He's a scorer, too.
Took him, too, Raj.
Cheap.
Ottawa Senators. Who'd you guys take from the Senators?
Pass.
There weren't bad options. I mean, your boy Dadnov's up here. Chris Tierney's not a bad center. Ryan DeZingle.
You could pay Dadnov, you idiot.
I'm not paying Dadnov. I went Josh Brown.
Okay. He's cheap. I get you. Yeah. Took Hogberg to stuff into my minors. It's like a 3G.
I also went with a minor guy, and I went Vitaly Abramov.
Not bad. He's definitely one of the hockey players of all time. All right, our Philadelphia Flyers, Zach, who are you taking?
It hurt me to give this guy up because he is one of our prospects that I am a big fan of, but I'm taking Ruby. German Rubsoff.
Yeah, he could use a change of scenery. I think that wouldn't be too bad.
That, and I need some centers.
Yeah.
I need centers.
Raj?
You could say nobody. I took Hag just again because it's fit.
Because
like that? Shit.
He just fit.
Jesus Christ. Your team is going to have the most hits.
Yeah.
Ever.
I did, though. Honestly, I had Gost to spare at first, but.
Talk about doing somebody a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't justify the money.
They've been trying to give him away. Now they're trying to give him away again, and you're going to take him?
Well, no, I'll take Hag. It's going to be garbage. I'll take cheap garbage.
I've been saying it all season. JVR to Seattle. If it's not him, then it's probably Hag. So JVR, $7 million off the books. Now we can go get Tarasenko. Pittsburgh Penguins. Who'd you guys take? Raj, you took Brandon Tanev because you love hits.
Yep.
Zach, who'd you take?
Brandon Tanev.
Me too. Yeah.
I think he's gonna be so great. Did we actually all take Brandon Tanev?
Yeah. It's him or it's Zach Aston Reese for me. Those are the two guys I'd have taken.
I've always wanted to see Lemieux and Tanev on a line just so they could just hurt people.
All right, San Jose Sharks. What is there to take? Who'd you guys go for?
Radim Šimek.
Nice.
Dylan Gambrell.
Or Šimek. It's Šimek, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I took Šimek. Ryan Donato. Just some of that untapped potential that we've yet to see on, I think, 5 different teams now. Yeah, I think maybe he'll find it in Seattle. Let's see. St. Louis Blues. This one for me might have been the most tricky. There are a ton of names here that I wanted to go for. I wound up with Vince Dunn.
I actually also took Vince Dunn. Not going to lie. I think that would be a really important piece.
Yeah, me too. Get him signed up.
I went with Tarasenko just to have a legit scoring piece.
Surprised you didn't take Sanford for the Bangs.
I wanted to, but I didn't have any.
I actually almost took Sanford.
I know. I almost took Sanford,
but he's a UFA right now, isn't he?
RFA.
I already have fair enough. All I know is I already have enough guys to try to sign.
Yeah. All right. So Vince Dunn and Tarasenko. That's a fun one. Then you guys can flip Tarasenko to the Flyers.
See, okay. So when I saw Tarasenko out there, and I thought about Tarasenko, but the whole thing was, I'm worried that, you know, if he wants out of St. Louis this bad, what's him from stopping and saying, yeah, I don't want to play in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know.
And trying to force his way out. Then you really just wasted that pick.
Well,
no,
I don't know.
Am I the only one that thinks that?
He's under contract. I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but players, he's under contract in St. Louis. If players really want to force their way out, they can.
Well, they can. I mean, but you could say that about anyone, really. I just went for it.
Might as well. Tampa Bay Lightning, there are plenty of options. Andre Palat, Tyler Johnson, Alex Killorn. You could get the rights, I guess, to Blake Coleman, like first crack there. Patrick Maroon, Yanni Gourde, Alex Barboulet, Calvin Foote. Man. There's options here. Which one did you guys land on?
I went Yanni Gourde for my second line center.
Me too, buddy.
Me too, buddy.
Damn.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I think Yanni Gourde is gonna
shit.
Yanni Gourde's gonna be a fucking pest in Seattle. I like that one. Where are we at?
And he is term too. He is great term.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying him over $5 million a year, but he is term until 2025-26, which is big. On top of the fact that he's, you know, try eligible. Don't ever forget that. So, I mean, I think that's a good one.
He was the hardest player to play against in the playoffs. So I think just bringing that to your team is huge. And number two, taking that away from Tampa is huge because I'm sure they're trying to push Johnson down their throats. And, you know, there's other contracts they want to get rid of. Yeah, it's going to help them taking $5 million, but it's a useful $5 million in Yanni Gourde, who was probably the hardest player to play against. Like, they put him out there all the time in the playoffs.
I do have to admit, I thought about Maroon just so because of the cup, you know, how he wins all the cups now. But
oh yeah,
I couldn't quite justify it.
So the Kraken are going to win the cup next year?
You got to put...
No, because they don't have Maroon.
You heard it here first, folks.
If they can get Taylor Hall and Pat Maroon, they're going to get a cup and first overall. The double curse. All right, who's next? It is the Toronto Maple Leafs. I did not take Jared McCann or Alex Kerfoot. I took Travis Dermott.
I took Alex Kerfoot.
I got Kerfoot, and Dermott was my other option.
But yeah, Kerfoot. I think Dermott hurts them the most, in my opinion. I think there's good potential there. They just picked up McCann so that they could, you know, if I think they think Kerfoot's the guy that's going to get taken. So they took McCann because that's like a perfect replacement.
Their backup plan.
Yeah. So now you can only take one of these two guys that we like. Fuck you. You're stuck with both of them. I'm taking Travis Dermott. You should have predicted him over Hull, but I mean, Hull's pretty good.
I actually, if they would have left Hull exposed, Justin Hull would have been my pick.
Yeah, me too. All right, Vancouver Canucks, Raj, who are we taking from your team?
I want to change it now. I know.
Louis Erickson.
That would be great. But no, I went with Virtanen on hockey. That won't happen in real life because of the
hot takes.
It's Virtanen, in which case I would have went McEwen. But I did go Virtanen because hockey wise.
Dude, I don't think that take is that hot because I also took Jake Virtanen. Well done, Raj. There
you go. The politics of, you know, the allegations and things like that. I don't think they touch him. I think Vancouver's stuck with him.
I can see that.
I took Cole Lind. 22-year-old prospect, big guy, big like potential kind of guy. Yeah, they protected Yo Levy and left Lind out there, so I took Lind. Washington Capitals, Alexander Ovechkin, probably not going to sign with you. I think that's just bait.
He'll retire if anyone else tried to pick him up. Like yeah. he's only playing in Washington. He said that.
That's right. I took Vitek Vanecek.
I went Vanecek as well.
Except for me.
Who'd you
take?
I
went Chosen Schultz.
All right. Why?
Because
I was expecting like a justification there.
I took Justin Schultz because I want to solidify my D core. That'll really round out my, you know, defensive pairings. I think I have a solid top four and a solid bottom four.
You took Justin Schultz over Norris candidate Michael Kempney.
You know what? I saw Michael Kempney out there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do it. But I want this job, so I got to, you know, think with my head along with my heart, teacher.
Last team, and it's the Winnipeg Jets. They got Paul Stastny available. They got Derek Forbort, who I imagine Raj took.
No.
But I took Mason Appleton here.
Same here.
I actually liked Appleton.
Yeah, me too.
But I went Dylan DeMella.
Okay.
For $3 million a year.
Not bad. Finish up your D-core. All right, let's talk about our teams top to bottom. I got mine written out in the way that you would see it, you know, on Daily Faceoff or something. So my first line is JVR, Ryan Johansson, Eberle. Second line is Domi, Gordon, Tanev. I think that's a pretty banger line. Druin, Appleton, Donskoy is my third line. My D is Giordano and Dunn, Susie, Stetcher, Dermott, Lauzon, and my goalies are Driedger and Vanecek. My extra is Julian Gauthier, Tyler Benson, Adam Mascherin, Nick Merkley. My D, Cale Clegg, Josh Mahura, Jake Bean. My extra goalies, Malcolm Subban, Dustin Tokarski, Marcus Hogberg. I have 18.29 in cap space to sign Driedger, Dunn, Clegg, Bean, Mahura, Hogberg, Benson, Donato, Mascherin, and Merkley. So there's a bunch of like really little 900K contracts in there with Driedger and Dunn at the forefront that I really need to spend that 18 mil on. Pretty happy with this. What does your guys' lineup look like?
Go ahead, Raj.
I haven't got it totally settled as a coach yet, but my top line would basically be Gord, Landeskog, Tarasenko. Line two is also kind of messy, but I had Como, Deneau, and Eberle. I don't think Como would be there, but Deneau and Eberle. I like Deneau as a 2C. With Eberle, that'd be a really good line. And then Kerfoot, Vertan, and Appleton. Mainly all I cared about was setting up this line four, which is Tanev, Bastion, and Lemieux. Just
so many bangs.
They will play 5 minutes a game, and they will get 75 hits each. That leaves Blackwell, Gambrell, and Richie. And then I had Hamilton, Lauzon as my top pair, Shattenkirk, Stetcher, and then Kukin, Labushkin. That's a good one, Kukin, Labushkin.
Not bad.
And then Borovecki, Borokop, and Josh Brown as my spare D. And then for goalies, Driedger, Vanecek, and Kakinen, Subban, and Tokarski as spare goalies.
Zach, how's your team look?
All righty. First line, Josh Bailey, Alexander Kerfoot, and James Neal.
Ew.
Second line, Tanev, Gord, and Virtanen. Big guys. Noel Ashari, Colin Blackwell, Kyle Okposo on the third line. Fourth line, Christian Fisher, Derek Grant, and Colton Sissons. I like my decor. Got Vince Dunn and Calvin DeHaan holding up the top pairing. Radim Šimek and Justin Schultz on the second. Jake Bean, Troy Stetcher in the third. Zaboral and Dylan DeMello to round up that bottom four. Then my goalies are Carey Price and Kaapo Kähkönen as the backup.
Not bad. So that's it. I mean, let's see what Seattle does IRL. But that's... This was actually fun. Like, I don't mind this team. You know, I remember when we were going into Vegas, we were just like, this team's going to be so bad. I don't feel that way with Seattle. Like, I think they're going to be averagey bad. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be, I don't know, like Nashville-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'll be in that tier, like bottom 60-ish percentile.
I don't think they'll be the worst. But.
I'm excited for trades and for all the drama that comes with it, like the protection deals and whatever, and for the draft. We'll get more trades.
Yeah, we got the draft coming. And when is the, is it Wednesday when the actual team comes out?
Yeah, so Wednesday they'll do the live expansion draft, and then Friday is the entry draft. And I think, you know, Wednesday, as soon as Seattle has their team, I think trades are open again. I'm not sure. I know right now we're in like the Seattle exclusive negotiating window. I don't know too much about what goes on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday until the draft. I think it's just open season, to be honest with you.
It's going to be a big week.
We'll see some more trades, man. I'm all about it.
I hope I got one pick right at least out of the 30.
I think we have to. I mean, we all picked Driger. Or no, you took Ashari. You took Ashari, yeah. I
picked Driger.
I think we'll all get pretty close.
I hope that I'm right and you're wrong, which is usually always the case.
I hope we're all wrong
quite often.
I hope we're all wrong and we can ditch fucking Holtby, but I don't think we can.
The goalie market is so flooded.
Yeah, there's lots.
There's a lot. Anyway, guys, that's it for our Seattle mock. We're gonna post these lineups up on the Twitter sphere, things like that, and we'll see how close we got. So. Send us your mocks and what your team looks like too. We're on Twitter at FHF Hockey. You can join in the Fantasy Hockey Discord. And until next time, I think Thursday? What are we doing Thursday? We're just going to shit on Seattle's actual team, right?
Yeah.
We'll say about how wrong we were.
Yeah, we'll talk about how wrong we were. And
how wrong they were, you mean?
How wrong they were. Right. Anyway, we'll catch you Thursday. So, love you guys. Bye.
Love you.